Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, soy Lizzie.
Alan here.
Newbie Series Lesson 14.
I really like that.
Sean bienvenidos a otra transmisión de SpanishPod101.com.
Alan and Lizzie are back, coming to you on demand.
¿Qué es de tu vida, Alan? ¿Cómo has estado?
Muy bien, Lizzie. ¿Qué novedades, pues, tu amiga?
Ah, tranquila, nothing really new.
Oh, well, let's hope that we can make your life a little bit more exciting with our lesson today. Because today we have the 14th lesson of our newbie series, and I really like it.
Of course, you like it, Alan. It's a good, good lesson.
I know, Lizzie, but the name is, I really like that.
Well, what's not to like? Grammar, listening comprehensions, vocabulary, and speech. I can go on.
I know you can, but let's calm down and try to focus on what's at hand.
Okay.
Once again, this lesson, we'll be focusing on the phrase, I really like it.
Who are we meeting today?
Well, today we're meeting Jose and Fatima, who are having something to eat in a cafe in Lima.
In Miraflores?
I'm not sure, Lizzie.
There is this one cafe there that I love.
What's the name of that?
Café Café. It's a very cool place.
Is it? What do you like about it?
The ambiance is very warm, and the coffee there is very special.
That's right. Always lots of people to see there as well. Hey, guys, we're going to be looking at the verb gustar.
Oh, good. So it would make sense for everyone to go check out the verb conjugation section in the Learning Center.
Right you are, Lizzie. It will be the perfect complement to our lesson.
Well, let's get into today's conversation, friends.
La crema volteada está rica.
Sí, está cremosa.
¿Te gusta?
La crema volteada me gusta mucho.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
La crema volteada está rica.
Sí, está cremosa.
¿Te gusta?
La crema volteada me gusta mucho.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
La crema volteada está rica.
The upside down custard is delicious.
Sí, está cremosa.
Yeah, it's creamy.
¿Te gusta?
Do you like it?
La crema volteada me gusta mucho.
I really like the upside down custard.
Okay, on to the vocab. Here we're going to break these words down syllable by syllable so that you can hear exactly how each word sounds.
Vamos.
So let's begin with...
Crema.
Cream. Heavy cream. Custard.
Crema. Crema.
Okay, next we'll hear...
Volteado. Volteada.
Turned over. Upside down.
Volteado. Volteada. Volteado. Volteada.
Okay, good. Next we'll hear...
Cremoso. Cremosa.
Creamy.
Cremoso, cremosa, cremoso, cremosa.
Right, now let's listen to...
Te.
You, to you, for you.
Te, te.
Okay, next.
Me.
Me, to me, for me.
Me, me.
And finally...
Gustar.
To be pleasing, to like.
Gustar, gustar.
All right, Lizzie, I think that it's time to pick a word and focus on it.
Sure, how about the word volteado?
Volteado.
In Spanish, you'll find that many words end in ado and ido, just like we see here in volteado.
Or like hablado and comido.
Exactly. Now the thing is, when we're speaking quickly, it's not uncommon to kind of drop that letter D in the ending and say volteado.
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 But that's probably something you should get into the habit of hearing more than saying. Okay, Lizzie, let's go deeper into these words and explain how they're used.
I'm always game for that. How about starting with crema?
Crema.
Sí, crema. La crema es deliciosa.
The cream is delicious. so delicious, but so, so bad for you, Lizzie.
The word crema means cream, heavy cream or custard. It's a pretty easy word.
I couldn't agree more with you, Lizzie. You don't have to look too hard to notice that the words in English and Spanish here are very, very similar.
The only difference that I see is that the A comes before the M in the English, and in the Spanish, it comes after the M.
So, when I want to order coffee with heavy cream instead of milk, I would say,
Me gustaría un café con crema.
I would like a coffee with cream. Now, that was just an example, Lizzie. I enjoy my coffee black. What about you?
A mí también, Alan. Me gusta cargadito.
So she likes it black and strong, cargadito.
Yes.
Now, we have a pretty simple transition to the next word today.
Why is that?
Well, simply because the next word on our list is related to our first.
Well, then, what is it?
First we had crema, and now we have cremoso.
Cremoso. Yeah, you're right. This is an easy transition.
That's right. So crema is a noun and cremoso is an adjective.
Cremoso, creamy.
Right, as in la sopa está cremosa, the soup is creamy.
I don't like creamy soups, too heavy.
I do sometimes, depends what mood I'm in.
Now we've specified that the words are related.
Right, cremoso is the adjective derived from the noun crema.
One big happy family.
Well, let's expand the family and include the word volteado.
Volteado?
You said it.
One of my favorite desserts.
What?
La crema volteada. Wow.
Ah, that's the upside down custard. Yeah, I'd have to agree. Not bad at all.
So, if you take my favorite dessert and combine it with an adjective we just learned, we would get...
La crema volteada es cremosa. Upside down custard is creamy.
See, the word volteado comes from the verb voltear, which means to turn upside down or to flip over. The adjective that's formed from this, volteado, simply means upside down or turned over.
Lizzie, ¿te gusta la crema volteada mucho?
Sí, muchísimo.
And since our last word of the day is gustar,
la crema volteada me gusta.
I like upside down custard. Yes, you do.
So, the verb gustar is literally translated as to be pleasing, but in English we often say to like.
This is a really important verb to know, friends, and it can take a little while to pick it up, so it's good to start early on.
Notice the similarity between this verb gustar, meaning to be pleasing, and the adjective gustoso, meaning tasty or pleasurable, which we saw in lesson 13. Time for un poquito de grammar.
Un poquitito.
Well, a little more than just a little.
What will we be looking at today, Lizzie?
Today we're going to be looking at the verb gustar, which literally means to be pleasing.
Even though we usually translate this as to like, it's a good idea to think about it in the literal sense.
Why would you say that?
Well, the reason for this has to do with the way the verb works.
Right. With gustar, what we are really saying is that something is pleasing to me, but not that I like it.
That's right. It's a big difference. It's backwards. Now, going back to the conversation, we might be able to make this more clear for you.
La crema volteada me gusta mucho.
I really like the upside-down custard.
So here the verb gustar is conjugated in accordance with a noun, which in this case is la crema, that is, the custard.
Right, and we should remember, because the noun is singular, we use the third-person singular form of the verb.
Also, because we are saying it is pleasing to me, we add the personal pronoun me before the verb. That's how we get me gusta, it is pleasing to me.
And if the noun is in the plural, then the verb gustar would be in the third-person plural, which is gustan.
Me gustan los chocolates.
I like the chocolates, but really the chocolates are pleasing to me. Lizzie, you do have a sweet tooth today.
I always have a sweet tooth. But if we think about it literally, the chocolates are pleasing to me, which is true because they are.
And if you want to say that it is pleasing to you, then the personal pronoun te is simply used instead of me.
¿Te gusta la crema volteada?
You like the upside-down custard.
Again, if we think about this literally, it would be the upside-down custard is pleasing to you. Alan, let's go have a coffee with cream and an upside-down custard.
You know, that sounds like a great idea, although it's a little late.
You know, you want to have the dessert after talking about it so much.
I do. Hey, we should see about a recipe in the forum.
I think that can be done.
Hey, guys, so be on the lookout for that one. Don't take our word for how delicious this dessert is.
Other than the forum, make sure you check out the grammar point in this lesson's PDF, which you can pick up at thespanishpod101.com.
And leave us a comment. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to receive you here in Lima, Peru. Come visit us.
Que les vaya muy bien.
Have a good one. Ciao.